folks. We are live. Welcome back to the Three Under Par Pod. This is a golf podcast where little white balls life. I am your host, T-Bone, joined by T-Bone today. It's going to be light. It's going to be a solo show. So we'll see how this goes today. Very exciting. Kentucky Derby weekend. So I got my hat on from the weekend and ready to roll. Not totally in the golf mood, if I'm being honest. Have a gnarly cold as well, so might have to do a cough break or sneeze from time to time. But I hope y'all can bear with me. Also wanted to give a shout out to Scotty T for this week's episode. Fortunately, he can't be here this week. He's going through some tough family stuff. So for those of you close to Scotty T, give him a text, give him a call, keep him in your prayers, and hope you're hanging in there, Scotty T. And we'll be rocking with you. The Three Under Par family will be rocking with you. But anyways, solo episode. We'll see how this goes. But did want to kick off the show with some very exciting news that me and Scotty T are very excited about. I would say even KJ is very excited about it, as he's been a big part of getting all of this put together. But want to officially announce our first partnership. So the Three Under Par Pod is officially started a partnership with Drinking Buddy. Drinking Buddy, we couldn't be more pumped, couldn't be more fitting of a sponsor or partner for our fan base. This is a hangover prevention pill, and they've hooked us up right out the gates. We've got the bottles, we've got the individual packs, we've got stickers, koozies, we even got some coasters. So Drinking Buddy has hooked it up. Brian over there at Drinking Buddy, been great to work with so far. I think he even mentioned we'll be getting some hats in the mail as well. So as swag as this hat may be, might be wearing some new headgear in the coming future. But anyways, we're really excited about it. Just to give you guys a little bit of background on Drinking Buddy, who they are and what they're trying to accomplish. And give me a quick break here. It's going to be my first script reading. So if I'm sounding a little too much, but like Joe Biden, just take it easy, will you? Okay. We'll get there. This is a work in progress, but, so Drinking Buddy is a natural supplement, and you take two pills after your last drink, right before you're ready to go to bed. And ultimately you do it to avoid feeling like crap. They also got a lot of good stuff in here. So herbs, minerals, vitamins, a lot of other natural things like milk thistle, ginger, prickly pear. And the main ingredient, which is really the magic, is called DHM. DHM, this is an extract from Japanese raisin trees. And this is going to help your body metabolize alcohol more efficiently. It's been known to... Also, not only are you going to be hungover, it's going to protect your liver long-term, liver help, all that good stuff. And I'll say this was my first time using it this weekend. Ohio, was able to wake up feeling good, head to the range the next day, and definitely saved my life this Saturday. So I'm a believer. I was telling Brian that I'm probably going to be a customer long-term, regardless of our partnership. So. Anyways, we're really excited about this for all the listeners. We're getting legit. If you go to drinkingbuddy.com, use promo code 3under, you're going to go ahead and get a discount on that of 10% off your order. So we're pumped. We kind of feel legit now. We got our partnership with Drinking Buddy. So we're headed to the moon, boys. So really excited about that. And I think it might be time to jump into golf. So Don't mind my drinking buddy koozie there. All right. So, yeah, I would say overall, jumping into the week of golf, it was a pretty good one. If I'm being fully honest, I don't know if anyone else was surprised that the Wells Fargo Championship was a designated event, but it was. And the winner of the Wells Fargo this week was Wyndham Clark. So, for those of you that don't know Wyndham Clark, got a great story behind him. Really what's driven his golf career was his mom, who struggled with breast cancer for close to 20 years. And she was really the reason Wyndham got into the game. I've got a close friend, a college buddy who's from Denver, who grew up playing golf with Wyndham. So got to hear a bit about his story, but highly recruited out of college and was good enough to play at Oklahoma State. During that time, his mom continued to struggle and ended up passing away and really almost quit the game. Continued to battle though, was Big 12 player of the year 1 year, ended up transferring to Oregon and was Pac-10, Pac-12 player of the year, whatever you want to call it. So the guy's always had a lot of game. Since he's been on the PGA Tour, I think he's let a few Sundays get away from him. He's always bombed it. He's always had a solid foundation, good game, and finally was able to pull out a win this weekend. So that was pretty cool to see. It was, done in pretty, I guess, handled it pretty easily. I turned on Sunday coverage, saw it was kind of close, maybe three, four shots, and then he stuck it to like 3 feet on 14 par five. So be on the lookout for Wyndham. He's battled through, he's been really resilient throughout his career and solid player and just feel good story. So go check that out if you haven't. One thing that we got to talk about this week is Rory. There's been a lot of, I guess, hype, you could call it, with Rory skipping a previous designated event, kind of taking some time off, losing out on $3 million, but coming back to golf this week. And I think pretty forgettable, at least something he wants to forget, forgettable performance for Rory. Ended up T47th, so not ideal. He did make the cut, but and I think he had 68, 69 on Thursday. But I think the first thing I picked up on was he's back to the original putter. So the Scotty's back out of the bag, and he's gone back to the TaylorMade Spyder he's used for a while. That was the first thing I picked up on. So curious to see. I'm sure he'll use that for the rest of the year, but the putter rotation is never the best sign. Trust me, I know from a lot of experience. So curious to see how that plays out. And I did read up a little bit on Rory, and it looks like he just straight up didn't give a fuck to finish the round. Had three out of his last five holes he hit in the water. So I think he was just letting it rip going at pins. I guess if you're required to play or you're going to lose out on $3 million, you might as well let it rip. But I was kind of curious to know why. I don't know if anyone else wondered this, but I think with this PGA Tour elevated event schedule, we're still learning, at least I am. And Rory, if you remember, it was either missed out on 3 million or he's getting fined 3 million, something along those lines. I think it's actually missing out on 3 million for the PIP deal. But anyways, I was wondering why Rahm and Scheffler and a few other guys didn't play in this event, but Rory did, but Rory got fined. Looked it up. You can miss one elevated event per year. So I guess Rory had already missed one or two. I don't know. But if you remember, all those guys played after the Masters. They played Harbortown. So I guess they decided to take this one off. But that was something I didn't know. I don't know if you guys knew about that either. So figured I would so I learned something new. Okay. Hey, I don't know what I'm talking myself here. This isn't the easiest, so you guys got to bear with me on these kind of talking to myself about golf. This is, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, let's move on, shall we? I think that's my cue. All right, other news. The gossip was a little light. I guess you could, we'll say it's golf gossip. So, golf gossip this week. Could Spieth miss out on the PGA Championship? This, as many of you know, this is the chance for Spieth to get into or to complete the career Grand Slam. We've known that hasn't gone the best for Rory. Been a little bit better for Spieth, but I think everyone wants to see it done. But anyways, Spieth, those of you that didn't know, dropped out with a wrist injury this week. He's dropping out of the Byron Nelson, which I know is going to really hurt for him because that is Spieth's event. He's been playing it since, I don't know if since, but he first played it when he was 16. That's really where he got his, that's where he first showed up. Sponsors exemption, playing the Byron Nelson, sponsors exemption, or can't imagine he Monday qualified. This is where we need Scotty T. Anyways, that's where everyone kind of first met Jordan Spieth, and playing in front of your hometown. He loves this tournament, so that's a bummer, and it'll be even more of a bummer if Spieth ends up missing the PGA Championship. So look out for that. And then lastly, big news today. Let's bring it up a little bit. Our boy Ricky Fowler's back in the top 50. We wish this could have happened a few months ago so we could be at the Masters. But hey, we're trending. If you guys remember last episode, my top five, my number one pick was Ricky Fowler. Gotta love the guy. Him being back in majors is gonna be awesome. I hope he can keep it up. So good stuff from Mr. Dick Flower, Ricky Fowler. Heading into major season. So we're officially 2 weeks away, I believe, from the PGA Championship. So a few things to look out for there. And let's hope Spieth can be there. Let's hope Rory plays a little bit better. Let's hope Ricky can continue that top 50. Yeah, stay in the top 50. So good stuff there. All right. Been a while since we've had a viewer question. Got a good one this week, and I'm 90% sure we haven't covered it before. So, what was submitted this week? Again, feel free to DM us on Instagram, send us an email, text us. But the question we got this week was, what is the better final putt? The putt made in Caddyshack or the putt made in Happy Gilmore? Putt made in Caddyshack, putt made in Happy Gilmore. This is a tough one. These are probably two of my favorite golf movies. And if you think about the endings for both of these movies, they're both pretty outrageous, both awesome, both hilarious in their own ways. So I think we got to kind of break them down a bit. So if you haven't, first off, if you haven't seen any of these movies, turn off this podcast. Scotty T might not like me saying that, but turn off the podcast, go watch the movies. Actually, I don't know if you're allowed to listen to this podcast anymore if you haven't watched these movies. Anyways, Caddyshack, you got Danny Noonan lined up for the 10, 15 footer. Judge Small Smales, whatever his name is, made. Let's also give a little credit to the judge here. I mean, that putt was clutch as fuck. He pulls out the billy club where he's going, "Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy. Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy." Anyways, pulls out the billy club, drains his 10 to 15 footer. All the pressure's on Danny Noonan. They end up doubling the bet, and I think it's 40 or 80 grand a man, which back in the 70s, you factor in inflation. That's a big putt for Mr. Noonan. Meanwhile, you got Carl in the back, trying to get rid of the gophers. As you guys know, Danny leaves it on the lip. It's hanging there. Carl blows up all the gopher holes, blows up the golf course, putt drops. It's a great ending to a great movie. And I'm going to kind of chew on that. So that's the breakdown for those of you that don't remember Caddyshack. Happy Gilmore. He's playing in the tour championship for the Gold Jacket. Earlier in the movie, shit, I'm blanking on his name. The Red Lobster guy. Oh, man. This is why I need someone else. All right, the lobster guy, Red Lobster guy, Jackass guy. Oh, I know he's got a name, but I can't remember it. Anyways, he's paid by Shooter to run over Gilmore. Volkswagen crushes his shoulder, ends up driving into the poles. Anyways, 18, Shooter makes a clutch putt. Shooter, very also a very clutch putt from the villain in the movie. Anyways, as you know, big tower falls on top of the Volkswagen across the green. Happy has the flashback back to putt-putt with Chubbs, banks it up the windshield, through the pipe, through all the shit, makes it. Now that I'm explaining the stories, you got to go with Happy Gilmore's the better shot. Definitely comes across more barriers going through the off the windshield, through the piping of the structure and into the hole. It's pretty incredible. The lines leading up to that. No, I had to play the ball off Frankenstein's fat foot. So play the ball as it lies. I'm afraid he's right, Mr. Gumbor. Take a shot. So good. So good. And then after he makes it, Shooter stealing the jacket, the gold jacket. I mean, as I'm laying the two out, I think you gotta go Happy Gilmore is a better shot. It's for a gold jacket, for crying out loud. It's a tour championship. So I thought those were two. That was a good question. I think the better shot has got to go to Happy Gilmore. I think it's a bit more clutch as well with, it's a professional tournament, tour championship, gold jacket, a lot on the line. But I think more, what's more realistic? I think I might go Caddyshack. It's just a normal putt. Granted, blowing up the golf course is a little over the line, but I mean, I don't know how else you get rid of gophers, right? I think Caddyshack's a little more believable. But anyways, I thought that was a good question. So, as we always say, keep the questions coming in. We love hypotheticals. We love all that stuff. So, in honor of today's question, we might be a bit, or in honor of today's fan submitted question, we're going to kind of stay on theme with an individual top five today. We're going to do the top five best golf movies. So, it might be a bit redundant. Spoiler alert, Happy Gilmore and Caddyshack might be my top five. So, we'll go ahead and jump in. All right. So, to be honest, this top five would be an absolute nightmare if it was me and Scotty T doing a top five draft. But it's even hard, honestly, doing just five because, in my opinion, there are clear-cut four, and I could barely even pick a fifth. And it's really making me wonder. Think about how much opportunity there is for good golf movies because there's been so many shit golf movies. If you want a recommendation for the shittiest golf movie, watch The Squeeze, by the way. It's the same actor who plays Shooter McGavin. I think his name's Christopher McDonald. I believe that's right. It is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Give it a watch. Another one that I was so hyped up for and excited to see when it first came out and ended up being the lamest movie ever was 7 Days in Utopia. I know a lot of the traditionalists out there love the book. I've never read it, not much of a reader. Maybe I'll get that audiobook one day. But the movie's atrocious in my opinion. I love Lucas Black, great actor, but movie just blows. If you remember, again, spoiler alert, who gives a shit? It's a horrible movie. It's so bad, but he's basically as the winning putt, Lucas Black, whatever his name is in the movie, to beat TKO, who's played by KJ Choi. People also forget Ricky Fowler's also in the movie. Regardless, it's horrible. But the putt's tracking, and then the movie ends, like credits roll, and then it's like go to this website to see if he made the putt. I mean, just seemed like the movie had a lot of potential, and that was, I don't like going to a website to see how a movie ends. I don't even think I went. It's probably some obscure bullshit ending. Regardless, let's kick off the top five. Number five, again, this I don't even know if I've seen it the whole way through, but I guess I'll go with The Legend of Bagger Vance. This movie is not great. This is kind of a Bagger Vance hat now that I think about it. But there's one of the stupidest scenes is it's Matt Damon, his caddy's Will Smith. There's got to be some joke around Will Smith be slapping Matt Damon if he hits a bad shot. Anyways, there's just one part of the movie. Matt Damon's playing, this big tournament. He's struggling and he's nervous. And Bagger Vance just tells him to hook it into the brush. So he just lines up his tee ball like three times and just rope hooks it intentionally into the brush. And then keeps playing and I assume wins. Just trust me, that doesn't work, buddy. It does not work. Granted, maybe it's match play. I doubt it. I don't know. That's the stupidest fucking makes me mad. Can't tell. Makes me mad. It's in the top five though. So number five, Legend of Bagger Vance. All right. Number four. Probably similar era that the movie was made in. Great golf movie. This is where we're stepping up to the big leagues. Number four, greatest game ever played. Shia LaBeouf, incredible. I love this movie so much. It makes me want to play golf so badly. It also makes me feel like I can qualify for the US Open, which you might hear in an upcoming movie that I select as well. But the fact that I think it's such a good story. The fact that it's a true story is awesome. The country club, which I believe was might need to be fact checked on that, but I believe it was the country club this past US Open. Matt Fitzpatrick won. I think that might be the same course the movie was filmed at. This is why we need Scotty T again. Fact check me on that, listeners. But Francis we met was the main character. Or the who the movie's based off of, and the fact that he has that younger kid as his caddy, and wins the US Open, such a good story, and really gets you in the golf mood. So definitely recommend. Again, I'm shocked if any of you guys haven't seen that, but we'll go number four, greatest game ever played. All right, number three. This is tough. This is really tough. Number three, I think I gotta go Happy Gilmore. It's tough. Happy Gilmore, number three. I think it is the most copied golf shot ever. Ever done the wind up, the Happy Gilmore wind up with the driver. I would love to know how many drivers have been broken with people trying to do that, but I think I can honestly say Happy Gilmore is a movie that I've seen more than any other movie. It has got so many lines, so many hilarious parts. I love the caddy washing his underwear and the ball washing machine. Him marking the ball with a cracker, Gary Potter, the up and down around. It's a circle. It's a circle. It goes up and down. It's a carousel. It goes up and down and around. Psycho. I mean, so good. Jackass, as we talked about earlier, the Red Lobster. Shooter is a great bad guy. Eats pieces of shit for breakfast. And then Happy. So good. So good. A lot of good. Low Key might have a decent soundtrack. There's a little bit of Kansas in there. And then the ending doesn't get any better, as I talked about. Off the windshield, through the tubes, down the rack, into the hole to beat Shooter, for the gold jacket, the tour championship. Doesn't get much better than that. And then I don't know if I'm going to surprise some people here, but number two, Caddyshack. All-time classic. A movie that I think is going to continue to just be, just age beautifully like a fine wine. Absolutely hilarious. I think it's an amazing story. Rodney Dangerfield makes the movie. I mean, him making fun of the judge, the country club dynamic. The doctor Spalding picking his nose, the caddies, their pool day, the Babe Ruth, incredible movie. And lastly, I'd be remiss to not to m mention Carly Greene's Keepers. So I'll always watch it if it's on TV. I think it'll never get old to me, and it's just a timeless classic. Love me some Caddyshack. All right, number one. Any guesses? Number one golf movie of all time has got to be Tin Cup. Roy McAvoy, West Texas, U of H alum, qualifies for the U.S. Open, doesn't win the U.S. Open. Again, spoiler alert if you guys haven't seen Tin Cup, but I've always loved this movie. I bought it on DVD back when I was like it. In high school, watched all the time. This is again another movie that makes you feel like you can qualify for the U.S. Open. It's so good. Roy McAvoy, the driving range pro. You got the love story on the back end. You've got, the douchebag David Sims steals the girl, almost steals the tournament from him. But it's such a good movie. And I think it came out a few years ago that they actually had written multiple endings to Tin Cup. One was him actually winning, and one was, as you know, he just keeps dropping. And it is, I think anytime you see a sports movie, it's bittersweet when they don't win, but it's always unique, and that's super unique. The fact or the way that Roy McAvoy goes down swinging. So, for those of you that haven't played the golf course, Deerwood Golf Club in Kingwood area, it's awesome. They have a plaque in the middle of the fairway that says, "This is on this date, blah, blah, blah. Roy McAvoy hit so and so balls in the water on the US Open and made a 10 or whatever he made." I've played the course, it's probably like 200 yards out. So, I don't know if it's a three wood for most of us these days, but it's also a par four. It's not a par five, but it's cool that a lot of it was filmed in Texas and in Kingwood. I love the story. I think it's humorous. It's a sports movie. It's a love story. So it's got all the elements. So curious to know what Scotty T would think and what the listeners think of the top five. So we got Legend of Bagger Vance. We got The Greatest Game Ever Played. We got Caddyshack. Sorry, we got Happy Gilmore 3, Caddyshack at 2, Tin Cup, number one golf movie. So that's about it, folks. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, the solo edition. And I think that's it. Scotty T normally does the wrap up here. Since Dad gave me the keys to drive, we'll probably skip a little bit of the housekeeping. You guys know where to follow us, DM us, like, and you guys know all that stuff. So, how about I give you guys some time back? But unfortunately, I do, because I'm excited about this. Drinking buddy, go back, help the crew out, help your hangover out, help your liver out. We're excited about this. Again, if you go to their website, drinkingbuddy.com, at checkout, use the promo code 3under, 10% off. It's pretty cool saying that. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So hey, we're making moves over here. We're excited about it. And we'll be back in action, hopefully with Scotty T, back with us again. You know, keep Scotty T in your thoughts. Give him a call or text if you're close with him. Yeah, well, he was a miss this week, and hope you're hanging in there, Scotty T. All right, quick preview for next episode. We got Byron Nelson. We'll do a quick recap. Hopefully, me and Scotty T can play a little bit next weekend. And yeah, we'll recap the tournament. We'll recap our rounds. We'll be back here, same time, same place next week. All right, people, T-Bone out. Remember, little white ball is life.